Yo, welcome guys. OG's back, yo.
Yay.
Wagwan G, good to have you back, man. It's been a few months, you know, we've missed you on here. You know, thanks for coming back, man. Wifey for lifey, you get me, fam, yeah? Chew. Alright, so last time she was here, she had a big belly, nobody knew. And then all of a sudden you just heard she's giving birth and you're like, whoa, when did that happen? But some people had an idea. So welcome back. Thanks. How's it been?
You've been off for like 20 snacks, no drinks.
No snacks or drinks, man. Maybe next week.
I'll be still by then, no?
But so we're going to be discussing the topic, how we discovered our purpose, in this video. And this was inspired by one of the questions that we got last week. So OG posted a story on Instagram asking if you guys had any questions. So one of the questions that we got was, how do I attract the right person while working on myself? You know, which is a very, very critical question to ask. And all, you know, some of you may be asking, you know, when did the headphones come in? What's up with the microphone? What's all this going on? So we're starting a podcast for those people who you'd rather listen to the audio as opposed to just watch the video. For some of you, maybe you want to save money on data. So, you know, video usually chops a lot of data. So you just want to listen to the audio and, you know, listen to gist as opposed to watching it. So we're sort of
maybe you don't
want to
see his face. Because I know you all want to see me, so maybe you don't want to see me.
What are you chatting about, man? Yeah, so that's why we decided to sort of diversify into this, you know. So there's going to be in the link. Man, we're diversifying, man. You know, so there's going to be a link in the description below on how you can listen to us, you know, what podcast you need to download while we get into this. So, yeah. It's also going to be like a conversation now kind of thing. I'm not just going to be talking at you. We're going to be having a conversation, you know, bringing you guys into our home, because we have this sort of talks every... Why are you doing like that?
Yeah,
doing like I'm talking too much kind of thing. That's exactly what's going on. Let me keep quiet. Anyway, so welcome to Before Marriage. We are Muyua and this is... Say your name now.
Say my name.
Oh my goodness.
OG.
Since that was on the Christian platform, really?
Anyway,
so we're Before Marriage 21. We are on a mission to make marriages cool again. There are three things that we want to achieve with this channel. Number one is we want to help
you become the right person for marriage.
You've forgotten your part. 2.5 months. When you get back to work, like, how is this going to be?
I probably don't even remember my password.
Okay. Number one is we help single Christians become the right people for marriage.
Isn't that what I just said?
Before they get married, you said you just help whatever.
I said I help you guys become the right people for marriage.
I didn't say you were wrong. Number two is we show you what marriage looks like when done God's way. And then we have a number three, which we just added this week. We want to help people, especially the Black community, to understand the importance of marriage to having peace, stability, and wealth creation. We're going to get more into that in the coming weeks because we have some topics that we want to discuss with regards to that. So, this video is, like I said, how did we discover our purpose? How did you discover your purpose? Let me start with you, madam. I'm just coming out of... giving birth to a baby, stuff like that. So how did you discover your purpose?
Interesting question. There are sort of like different facets to this. So it was in probably 2009 that, like, as a relationship that year, I feel like my relationship with God sort of like just grew exponentially. It was ridiculous. 2009, 2010, my relationship with God just took on a new dimension. And it was in 2009 that I felt like God was like, prior to that, I hadn't thought of anything like purpose, or I was just literally living my life and existing. And it was in 2009 that God started giving me a heart for relationships. Like, the burden was like strong. And I'm like, okay, so what's this? Even at that time, I didn't necessarily think like, oh, this was my purpose. It was a case of I was literally just walking with God and expressing whatever he needed me to express in that season. So there was a time, you know, I think 2009, that was when the BlackBerry, everybody still had BB, everybody was
Bing.
On, yeah, you know, what everybody was on BBM and all of that. I had a BBM broadcast on relationships that I was literally sending out to people every day. Like, it was, yeah, just like messages. Maybe I'd see a quote somewhere or a scripture somewhere and stuff like that. And so, like I said, it wasn't anything with regards to purpose. You see, so there's something about me that you don't know. All my stories have not finished.
You just been your last guy. Now I know everything.
All my stories have not finished. And as I kept walking with God, it's sort of like I began to do more. And maybe it was in 2012-ish that the idea of purpose now sort of like came up. And I believe that God was talking to me, telling me that, you know what, all these things that I've been doing, it was because he wanted to use me in the place of relationships. For he wanted to use me to show people.
But why relationships, though? Like, what triggered it?
I don't know that there was necessarily anything that triggered it on my end. It was, like I said, it was in 2009 that, I mean, you hear stories, you see things, but that was when I felt like God gave me heart for it. There was like a burden. I was so pained when I heard some stories. I was so sad, so upset, like the intensity of the emotion that I felt. And I think I've shared this with you before, that there were some things that I would see or some things that I would hear, and I would just be sort of like overcome and overwhelmed with such emotion. And I felt like God was showing me that this is how I feel when these things are happening. Or as in, I'll just start crying. Like, it would just be so overwhelming, and I'll be like, oh my, as in, it's like I'm repenting on behalf of those people to God. Like, God, you just need to do so. Like I said, that was when God sort of like told me that, you know what, this is the area that I want you to work in. And okay, so I will leave that there for now and then keep the rest.
Okay, because this person, I guess for me as well, very similar. When I gave my life to Christ, like I shared this a lot of times, where I just saw myself speaking to a crowd of people. And for me, like, that was the last thing I ever wanted to do. Because public speaking was, as in, I would rather get shot by gun by than actually, you know, why you shooting me? I don't understand. I'm just, as in, you don't need to express everything. Anyway, so for me, how did I know it was my purpose? Like you said, and I think that's very critical, I just had a burden. Like, whenever I would hear about divorces or relationships, I think initially, because I feel like my purpose is to represent Jesus Christ in a new way to this generation. And when I got that sort of image in my mind initially, I wasn't really sure how I was going to go about it. And I feel like seasons differ in how that is expressed.
Yes.
You know, so God can give you this overview of your purpose, just like he gave Joseph, you know, where he showed him an image of where he was going to eventually go, but how that image was going to be executed differed season after season. So for me, when I first gave my life to Christ, I was very strong on purpose. I was very strong on helping people discover their purpose, because that was what was burning in my mind at the time. And then over time, then relationships and marriages then became like that deep thing in my heart as well. And I feel like right now, in this season, it is representing Jesus Christ through marriages and relationships. But, and I keep telling you this all the time, like, I feel like God has created me to, like, sort of share stories, you know, like, make movies. I feel like that, like, eventually that is what I'm going to end up doing. Because the way God speaks to me is, it's images, it's videos, it's, and, you know, I have so many ideas that I just want to share with people and show them how. Because the way my mind thinks, it's showing, it's bringing unrelated topics together. You know, and I'm sure you guys have noticed this in when I share stories or analogies or something. You know, I'm bringing something totally unrelated and then connecting it with the Bible. Like, it comes so easy for me. And I feel like that, like, if you want to know your purpose, it's what comes to you easily that most people find difficult? And I find that what comes to you easily is something that we usually ignore because we're like, most people obviously do this or know this, you know, but the fact that it comes to you doesn't mean that it's easy to everybody. So that could be an indicator as to, you know, what your purpose is. Another thing is this person asked the question of, you know, she's currently working on herself, but how does she attract the right person? So how important is patience to this process? Because we've all been there, you know, we're working on ourselves, and at the same time, we're asking God, how far? So how was that for you? Because you were pretty, I would say you were pretty equipped.
I was pretty cooked.
You're pretty cooked. Like I feel like you're that rice in the pot.
God has baked.
That wonder is already becoming black. You know, I'm wondering when are they coming to scoop this rice?
God has not like God has cooked me. You know, this is when I think of this year, there are sort of like three things that come to mind. I like that the question included the fact like, oh, that she's working on herself, because that is, I feel like that is a really big thing. We find that a lot of people, they're just focused on attracting the right people, but they don't focus on themselves as well. So the three things that I sort of like wanted to highlight with regards to this are building, growing, and walking. Calm down.
My goodness.
What have I said now?
It's not a lecture.
It's not lecture. No, it's not a lecture.
We're doing just fine.
Calm down, because as in I'm sort of like talking, I'm talking about myself as well. Like and these things, they're not sort of like mutually exclusive. They're all interconnected, because I think of the journey that God took me on. And when I say building, I mean, you're living your life. Like you're just living your everyday life. You're doing what you're doing. You're not just sitting down somewhere waiting like, oh God, when? Oh God, when? Oh God, when? Yes, maybe you have a yearning in your heart for it. You want it and all of that. But it's not like you're just sitting down there passively like, oh God, when? You're living your life. You're traveling. You're working. You're learning financial skills. You're investing. You're building your life, basically. And then when I say you're growing, like you're growing spiritually, you're growing emotionally, you're healing, that sort of thing. And when I say you're walking, it now takes us back to purpose that we're talking about. What is God calling you to do today? What is God calling you to do tomorrow? Because like he said, and this is something that I actually always discuss with the ladies in the Unveiled Bride, that a lot of people think that purpose is a destination, but it's not. Because at the end of the day, the purpose of every believer is to share Christ with everybody, but how God calls us to share Christ is different. So for us right now, God has called us to share Christ in that marriage relationship setting. So for me, I think it was, I can't remember when, Zev, like when we're still in Nige, I had God had called me to become a relationship counselor. So I had trained to become a Christian relationship counselor. Now that we've moved to Canada, the expression of that purpose in relationships is relationship coaching and relationship mentoring. I'm no longer doing relationship counseling per se. So that is sort of like the walking. And like I said, all those things are intertwined, they're interconnected. So it's not as if you're saying, oh, I will build first, then I'll grow first, and then I'll walk. So as you're doing all those things together. And I feel like patience is a really important connector within all those things, because when your life is in motion, when you're not just sitting down somewhere, patience isn't so much a chore, if that makes any sense. Because it's like, if you're sitting down and then you're not doing anything, there's no activity, there's no motion, the thing that you lack sort of like becomes so magnified in your eyes. But if your life is already full, right? Of course, like I said, there's that yearning, you want it, but you're walking with a sense of purpose. You're walking with a sense of understanding that, you know what, this is a picture. And as the picture is forming, God is placing everything that, let's look at it as a puzzle. You know, all those pieces that you put together and stuff like that, that you know that, okay, fine. When it's time in the season for this puzzle, do they call them jigsaw puzzles or what do they call them? When it's time for this jigsaw puzzle to be complete, then that piece that is missing will fit in there, because you can already see that things are happening. You can already see that things are working.
Let's just go back a bit, because patience is very, very critical. And I feel like patience is effectively utilized when certain things have already been built. Like you said, if you know your purpose, then patience is easily attainable. Or the patience has a purpose.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Patience has a purpose. So when discovering your purpose, how did you know it was your purpose and not just another life project? Because there are people who, you know, and I like to say this, like you like the outcome of something. Like when I was younger, I wanted to be a footballer. I said I want to play for Man United, you know, because I liked the outcome. I liked the fact that Man United players were known, they were famous, they had money, they had access to all these benefits. But when it came down to the process of becoming that person, I realized that I didn't like it. I liked playing football, but I didn't like waking up. I didn't like warming up, and I didn't
You still don't like warming up.
Yes.
You're not very disciplined when it comes to...
Wow. You're even working out, right?
Yes.
Like, I don't warm up before. I just go in and I do... And you find that people, the successful footballers, are the ones who enjoy the process. They like going to the gym. They like running. They like, you know, doing all these other things. It's not just about the match. It's not just about scoring the goals. It's about the process that leads up to it. So I find that a lot of people, they may feel like they are in their purpose, but it's just another life project. It's just something that they feel like, you know, I like the outcome or how this thing looks. But the process to getting that outcome, they don't like that part. And if it's your purpose, I feel like that is where you're actually going to shine. Like that is where, like, you may not like it, but you don't mind. Like you go through it.
You go through it regardless.
Yeah,
you go through it. You go through it regardless. I think another thing is, in with regards to finding your purpose, there isn't, or discovering your purpose, there isn't sort of like a 10-step formula or whatever, because at the end of the day, it is the person that created you that gives you your purpose, that tells you the reason why you were created, sort of thing. So there is nothing, you are not able to discover your purpose if you don't have a relationship with God. You are not able to discover your purpose if you are not walking with God. And I find that a lot of people, as in somebody will now ask, okay, fine, so does that mean that people that don't have a relationship are not walking in their purposes? Not necessarily. And the reason why I say that is because, like we said, purpose isn't really a destination that you go to. It's often an expression, generally connected expressions in various seasons. An example would be David. God called David to lead. He started off leading sheep and then went to lead men, sort of thing. So at the end of the day, God may have called them to sort of like a higher purpose, like maybe take people that are into circular music, that sort of thing. So maybe God had called them to use that voice to minister Christ to other people, but they're using the voice to minister lust or whatever to other people. So there is a sort of like expression of a shadow. Was it Fracture? That show that had Walt in it, in a sort of like an alternative
reality.
Okay. So it's like you're living your alternative fringe. You're living your alternative purpose in your
Fringe.
Parallel. Oh, I love.
I've asked you if you watched Fringe before.
You know, you've not asked me.
Fringe was my show.
I love. If I didn't marry you, I'd have married that guy.
Who? Walter.
Not Walter, his son.
No, you'd have married Walter.
I would have married Walter Nitz.
So, just real quick, if you're struggling to know what your purpose is, there are certain indicators that may help you find it. Number, I feel like there was a verse I've read and I thought I'd be able to go past this for the past 2 weeks. Like John 9:39 says, then Jesus told him, I enter this world to render judgment, to give sight to the blind, and to show those who think they see that they are blind. If your purpose is from God, when it's opening the eyes of blind people, when it is shedding light on a particular situation that people cannot see. So for example, in marriages, we're here to show you what marriage looks like when done God's way, because a lot of people are currently in the dark right now about marriage, and they're doing things without light. Yeah, it's like this whole place is dark and you're just trial and error. Like, people are just doing trial and error with marriages. But we're here to shine the light, to switch the light on, basically, to let you see exactly how this thing should work. And it's funny, when my boss at work was telling me that you might start working from home at some point, OJ and I decided to get a workstation at home in faith that, you know what, this thing will happen, because we really wanted it to happen. And so when we bought it, it was like, this is one of the hardest things I ever had to assemble. And as I was doing it, like, the Holy Spirit sort of taught me a lesson there, because there are some screw, there are times when I would have to screw something in and it would just be harder than usual. And after I'd done it a few times and realized that I'd made a mistake, the Holy Spirit now showed me that, you know what, when it's not fitting in, because the way IKEA works is they've done everything, they put every nail there or every screw, they've numbered everything to fit into certain holes. So if you are trying to overscrew it and it's really hard, it's an indicator that this might not be the right screw for this hole. So if you if your purpose is seeming very difficult, it's like it's not fitting into that hole, you know, or it's just excessively hard, it might be an indicator that maybe this is not what it should be. Now, it's not saying that you will not experience pain, because even fixing it, I grew some biceps doing it, but it's, you're going to enjoy the process. Like I said earlier, it's not going to be as difficult, kind of thing.
I'm hesitant to use the word enjoy. But you sort of get what
I'm not going
to
enjoy. But for example, doing this is hard for a lot of people. It's also hard because, check it, we just had to try to get our second born to sleep. Our first son is in the room there watching cartoon. We're hoping that it doesn't just pop up at any time.
I loaded his face, you know, with like pizza.
It was frustrating, the whole process, but it's not like after this week we're going to say, you know what, this thing is too hard. Like, we've kept on doing it every week.
I'll give you an example. Like, for me now, like, my maternity leave, I just keep calling him maternity leave, because even though I told him I was going to come back in October, I actually meant the end of October. The guy just put me on blast.
For real?
Guy just put me on blast.
You should have
just
specified.
Like,
you should have specified.
I was just like, OG's coming back next week. I was like, yay, God, what? But yeah, even before I came back, I was actually thinking, like, do I really, and I shared this with him, I was like, do I really want to go back? Do I really want to, like, because there was just so much to do, taking care of two kids, there's no help, like, during the day, I literally, like, I have to wait, he's working from home now, I have to wait for him to be on, like, a 15-minute break for me to be able to take a shower, sort of thing. So I was like, really? But even in that time, God was still calling me back. God was still reinforcing to me that, yes, this is where I want you to be. That, yes, this season may be difficult. That there may be challenges this season, but this is where I need you to be, sort of thing. So like we said, the purpose is not something that you decide for yourself. It is the person that is like taking an iPad now and deciding that you want it to be a chopping board. It's not going to work the way the maker intended for it to work. They intended for it to be a tablet, for you to do so many other things, excluding it being a chopping board.
Final question. This is getting long. Final question is, do you remember when we spoke about our purpose? Like, this was after God had shown me, you know, my wife.
I
remember it like I was on my bed, we're doing late night calls, I was just there, hey, what's up? And then she asked me, she was like, what is your purpose? You know, because and this is very important to me, because, you know, we need to be in agreement in this. Like, the sleep wiped out from, because I'm in my mind, I'm like thinking, this
okay,
is...
Okay, no, wait, let me explain. The reason why I asked that question, was one of the reasons I asked that question was because prior to that, God had already sort of like shown me that my husband was going to be in ministry, right? He wasn't particularly specific as to what exactly he would be doing in ministry or whatever, but I knew that he was going to be in ministry. So prior to that, that was a question that I actually used to disqualify a lot of people, because it was one guy that was interested, but that one was telling me how he wanted to be a politician and all that. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to be a governor's wife or a senator's wife or that. That's not the
governor of the Lord.
That is, it wasn't of the Lord. That it was not of the kingdom of God he was talking about. So, and even, the funny thing is that even at that, like prior to him, which, and purpose is not the only filter that you use, because prior to him, like so many pastors had already approached me and stuff like that. And if I had said, you know what, okay, God said my husband was going to be in ministry, I would have picked any one of those people, but God shone a light. Okay, something that this story just reminded me of, something that I wanted to highlight. You know, initially I talked about build, grow, walk. I really don't know what I was thinking, but there was this day that I went out. I was going to see a movie with a friend. She was running late. So while I was waiting, I was reading my Bible. So as in, like, thinking about, I'm like, I don't know who does that, but...
Well, in the cinema.
Yeah, as in outside. As in the waiting area, I was just waiting, reading my Bible.
Okay.
Because I always had a Bible in my bag that time. And that was when, like, a random guy came up to me and stuff like that. He was like, oh my God, that he's the pastor of one church, something, as in that, looking at me right now, he's just like, he has never seen anybody do this. Like, he was literally proposing marriage at that particular point in time and stuff like that. So I think what I wanted to highlight here is that act, and I'm not telling you to go and read your Bible in public so that you can attract people, but I'm just saying that when you're walking in your relationship with God, you're expressing your relationship with God, you attract. As in, you are a light. You attract. I remember.
Light can attract him, yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That even I attracted him, not him, I attracted that guy. He wasn't the one, but you attract. That's basically what I'm saying. That when you're in the process of walking, you attract.
It's funny because you just mentioned something that triggered another story again. Because for the longest time, everybody always used to call me a pastor. And for me, I didn't like it. Like, it sounded nice, but I've never seen myself as a pastor. I've never seen myself leading a church, because those things don't appeal to me. Not appeal, maybe that's the wrong word, but those things are, and I guess this is just to clarify my statement about you enjoy it or it's not going to be hard or whatever. But for me, like, I know myself. Like, I don't like checking up on people. They're saying things that I just don't, it's not in me. I don't know if God is going to help me overcome that in the future, but there are just some things that are not just me. So a pastor needs to be a shepherd, needs to check up on his people, on his, that, like, it has just never been me. So I knew that even though people have been saying, oh, you're going to be a pastor, you're going to be, I knew that I was going to work for God, but maybe not in that capacity. And I remember when we got married, I told you, I see myself as a traveling minister, you know, where I have a message to share and I go to different churches or different platforms to share that message. And then it was last year that you shared a scripture with me, and it just, something just, oh, our son is waking up. Something just jumped up in me when I saw that scripture, when it talks about
some will be pastors,
some will be this. And then when I saw evangelist, it just, something just shone. And I was like, yes, this is who I'm supposed to be. I'm an evangelist. I want to share Jesus Christ in a new way to everybody. I don't want to be a pastor. I want to be an evangelist. I want, like, this is what I want to do in different variations, kind of thing.
I think another thing is people should also get knowledge, because I think the reason why people told you pastor was because that was the only thing they knew. They would call an apostle a pastor, they would call an evangelist a pastor, they would call a teacher a pastor. As long as what is coming out of your mouth is the word of God, they will call you a pastor. But there are different positions, there are different offices, not everybody is a
pastor. Okay, we're gonna have to wrap this up because this guy is really giving you. Finally, would you say purpose is enough for you to have a successful marriage?
No, definitely not. I think it's maybe just 10 or 20%, because definitely there needs to be that agreement. If not, other areas of the marriage will suffer, because you then begin to ask yourself, who's going to give up what? If God has called you to Kafanchan and has called somebody to China, how do you then marry?
Real quick, what do you say the other things are? Because, like, that question sort of reminds me of, is getting to the airport enough to get me to London? Like, the fact that you get to the airport, you still have to do other things. You still have to check in, you still have to get on the plane, fly, and all those things. So I guess
that is what I'm going to say is love, as according to 1 Corinthians 13. That's as in if you do those things, then.
All right. So we've come back. We've come to the end of this one. Hey, good to have you back, man. Appreciate it.
Next time, have snacks and drinks.
I'm not gonna have snacks on this. I forgot to put this earlier, but subscribe and like, please. When you subscribe and like, it helps YouTube to bump our video up in the rankings so that more people can watch this. So subscribe, like, and if you have any other questions that you want us to answer, please share it in the comment section. The podcast link will be down below. Follow us on Instagram as well. Till next week, we have an important one. What's the question that we're doing next week again?
Should your boyfriend fund your lifestyle?
Yeah. So we're going to be treating that next week. Should your boyfriend fund your lifestyle? It's going to be an interesting one. See you guys next week. Take care. Bye.